Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass. Coffee Break Italian Magazine, Season 1, Episode 7. Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Ciao a tutti, io sono Francesca.
Francesca, come stai oggi?
Molto bene, Mark, grazie. E tu?
Benissimo, grazie. Allora, hai qualcosa di interessante da raccontarci?
Qualcosa di interessante, ma questo periodo è sempre un po' strano, il ritorno alla realtà.
Esatto, dopo le vacanze.
Dopo le vacanze, sì, quindi sto preparando un po' di cose all'università per iniziare il nuovo anno.
I nuovi studenti sono già arrivati?
Non ancora, ma presto arriveranno, sì.
Molto bene. Sì. Allora, senza dubbio avrai molto da fare.
Sì, sono abbastanza impegnata in questi giorni.
Anche noi, perché ci sono nuovi corsi,
sì.
Ci sono nuovi studenti, e anche facciamo il masterclass per il francese e spagnolo adesso.
Bellissimo.
Allora, c'è molto da fare.
Bene, bene. È bello essere occupati.
Esatto. Allora, di che cosa parliamo oggi?
Oggi parliamo di Matera.
Cos'è Matera?
Matera? Hai mai sentito questo nome, questa cittadina?
È un cittadina? Luogo, no?
Una cittadina,
una cittadina.
Sì.
Ok, allora andiamo avanti.
Ok. Come molti di voi già sanno, l'Italia è il paese che vanta il maggior numero di siti dichiarati dall'UNESCO Patrimonio dell'Umanità. Questo dato di certo non ci stupisce. Da nord a sud, la penisola è costellata di meraviglie di ogni tipo. Ma oggi voglio soffermarmi su una bellezza in particolare, Matera. Perché ho scelto proprio questa cittadina? Beh, è semplice. Quest'anno, cioè nel 2019, Matera, insieme a Plovdiv in Bulgaria, ha l'enorme privilegio di essere capitale europea della cultura. Se non avete mai sentito parlare di Matera, vi consiglio di chiudere gli occhi e immaginare un paese interamente fatto di pietra, dove le case sono in realtà grotte e dove gli effetti particolari della luce ricordano alcuni angoli della Palestina o i classici presepi natalizi. La mia descrizione è certamente riduttiva e per questo vorrei invitarvi a visitare Matera con i suoi famosi sassi, cioè grotte naturali scavate nella roccia e abitate già nel Paleolitico, che dal 1993 sono patrimonio dell'UNESCO. Non dobbiamo dimenticare però che Matera ha avuto un passato molto travagliato, soprattutto perché la vita nei sassi non era facile. Mancava l'elettricità, l'acqua corrente e il sistema fognario. Oggi, fortunatamente, la situazione è cambiata e i sassi sono stati riconvertiti in case accoglienti e hotel di lusso. Ma Matera non è solo i sassi. Matera è un pullulare di storia, cultura, arte e gastronomia. Matera è amore per il passato e tanta voglia di futuro. Il 19 gennaio 2019, con una grandiosa cerimonia di apertura, si è dato il via ad un anno denso di eventi che vogliono far scoprire all'Italia e al mondo le meraviglie di questa terra. Quindi non vi resta che preparare la valigia, prenotare una camera in uno dei Sassi e scegliere gli eventi che più si adattano ai vostri interessi. Date un'occhiata al programma disponibile online, ce n'è per tutti i gusti.
Fantastico! Devo andarci io?
Sì.
Facciamo un viaggio Coffee Break Italian.
Sì.
Sometimes I do wonder whether our listeners would be interested in doing some kind of trip to an Italian-speaking place. If that is something that you are interested in, then let us know. Get in touch with us. And if that's something that you think would be a good idea, then perhaps it's something that we could consider at some point in the future. Anyway, coming back to your text, let us now go through the text in detail because there's lots of interesting vocabulary in here, and I have to admit, a few words with which I am not familiar.
Ah, davvero? Sono contenta allora.
Okay, let's begin.
Come molti di voi già sanno,
as many of you already know,
l'Italia è il paese.
Italy is the country.
Che vanta.
Now, vanta is from vantare, which I think means to boast.
Sì, esatto.
So, which boasts.
Il maggior numero.
The biggest number.
Di siti.
Of sites, of things to see.
Bravissimo. Dichiarati dall'UNESCO Patrimonio dell'Umanità.
So these are sites which have been declared by UNESCO as, what do you call that again? The sites
of heritage.
World Heritage sites. World Heritage Sites. I couldn't remember. Sì. Humanity's Heritage or something like that. But yeah, World Heritage Sites. So Italy is the country which boasts the biggest number of sites which have been declared World Heritage Sites by UNESCO.
Esatto. Questo dato di certo non ci stupisce.
This fact certainly won't surprise us.
Sì.
Is it like stupefy, I guess?
Sì, or... Sì, surprise.
Surprise,
sì.
Okay. It wouldn't come as a surprise.
Sì. Da nord a sud...
From north to south...
La penisola è costellata di meraviglie.
So the peninsula is dotted with
sì,
marvels?
Sì, di ogni tipo.
Of all kinds.
Ma oggi...
But today...
Voglio soffermarmi...
Right, so what's this? Soffermarsi. What does soffermarsi?
Soffermarsi significa fermarsi per riflettere su qualcosa in particolare.
So to focus on.
To focus,
like
to
that.
Dwell on.
Okay. So I want to focus on. I guess dwell, when you're dwelling on something, is slightly negative.
Okay.
Could this be used also negatively? Or is it more generic?
It's more generic and okay. It's usually positive because okay. It means you're giving special attention
okay.
to something. But it could also be in a negative situation.
Right. So I want to focus on or I want to give special attention to...
Su una bellezza in particolare.
One beauty in particular.
Matera.
Matera, okay.
Perché ho scelto proprio questa cittadina?
So why exactly have I chosen this particular town?
È semplice.
It's simple.
Quest'anno,
this year,
cioè nel 2019,
so obviously we're recording this in 2019, if you're listening to this in 2049, then it was a few years back, but nonetheless, hopefully you will still be listening to this in 2049.
Sì, speriamo.
So this year in 2019,
Matera, insieme a Plovdiv in Bulgaria,
along with Plovdiv in Bulgaria,
ha l'enorme privilegio,
has the huge privilege,
di essere capitale europea della cultura.
Of being the European capital of culture. Did you know that Glasgow has been the European
lo
capital
so,
of culture?
Lo so, sì.
Do you know which year?
Oh, many years ago. I can't remember. 1990.
Ah, yeah.
Okay.
I remember it clearly because I was at university and it was quite exciting for the Glasgow to be the city of culture. And there were lots of things happening. And I remember I was in second year in university.
Wow.
In 1990.
It made a difference to the way the city plays these days.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Lots of construction and lots of renewal of certain things. And I think also putting Glasgow on the map as a city of culture rather than perhaps this very industrial city that
sì.
People had the idea of previously. Anyway, we're getting
okay,
diverted
back to Matera. Sì, sì. Se non avete mai sentito parlare di Matera...
Lots of this is very straightforward, so we're going through it quite quickly. So, sì. If you've never heard of Matera...
Vi consiglio di chiudere gli occhi.
I advise you, consigliare a qualcuno.
Sì.
I advise you to close your eyes.
E immaginare...
And to imagine...
Un paese interamente fatto di pietra.
Now, this time we're using the paese in another sense. It's not the country, but it's a village.
Sì.
Un paese
sì.
Interamente fatto di pietra, completely made of stone.
Dove le case sono in realtà grotte.
Where the houses are in fact caves.
Sì. E dove gli effetti particolari della luce.
And where the particular effects of the light.
Ricordano alcuni angoli della Palestina.
So make you think of parts of Palestine.
Sì, o angoli come corners.
Corners, yeah. Mm-hmm.
E i classici presepi natalizi.
Or the classical Christmas cribs,
sì.
The creche scenes and the nativity scenes.
The nativity, yeah. Sì. La mia descrizione è certamente riduttiva.
So my description is certainly reducing or limiting or something like that.
Sì. Yeah. E per questo vorrei invitarvi a visitare Matera.
And for this reason I would like to invite you to visit, and I should stress here for the time being, virtually, Matera.
Con i suoi famosi sassi.
With its famous sassi.
Cioè grotte naturali.
So that's to say natural caves.
Scavate nella roccia.
So, scavati, excavated, dug.
Sì, dug, sì,
yeah,
nella
out
roccia.
Out of the rock.
Sì, e abitate già nel Paleolitico.
And they were already inhabited in the Paleolithic times.
Che dal 1993 sono patrimonio dell'UNESCO. We are talking about i sassi.
The sassi, so the sassi which from 1993 have been a World Heritage Site.
Non dobbiamo dimenticare però...
However, we must not forget
che Matera ha avuto un passato molto travagliato.
Travagliato, I'm going to guess travagliato because I think it's one of those words that you can't quite believe that it is linked in some way to the English word. Does it mean troubled?
Troubled, sì.
So travagliato, sì, travagliare, sì. To trouble. It's, I guess the root of the English word will be similar to that, travagliato, troubled. I'm sure there's,
sì,
some etymological,
sì,
root,
sì,
there.
È anche interessante che si parla del travaglio in Italian, which is the when a woman is in labor.
Ah, okay.
Si dice il travaglio. So there is the idea of something very painful, very,
very painful.
Difficult. Sì.
And then it's linked also, I mean, we're thinking about French and travailler. The,
sì,
verb travailler in French is to labor, to work.
Uh-huh.
It's the normal verb in French. Of course, in Italian, we would normally use lavoro. Lavorare,
sì.
But can you use travagliare in any way related to work?
It actually, in a lot of dialects in, mm-hmm, Italy, we don't use the something similar to lavorare,
lavorare,
but it's normally something similar to travailler, both in the north and in the south of Italy.
So we have to ask Piemontese.
In my dialect is travaillé.
Travaillé, okay.
Sì.
So travagliato, in this case troubled, a very troubled past. They've gone through a lot, basically.
Sì. Soprattutto,
above all,
perché la vita nei sassi non era facile.
Because the life in the sassi wasn't easy.
Mancava l'elettricità.
There was a lack of electricity.
L'acqua corrente.
Running water.
E il sistema fognario.
Now, again, another word that I do not know, fognario, but I'm going to guess it's got something to do with the plumbing system, the sewage system.
The sewage. Sì.
Fognario.
Sì.
Funny word. Okay.
Oggi, fortunatamente, la situazione è cambiata.
Today, fortunately, this situation has changed.
E i sassi sono stati riconvertiti.
And the sassi have been reconverted.
In case accoglienti.
In welcoming houses.
E hotel di lusso.
And luxurious hotels.
Ma Matera non è solo i sassi.
But Matera is not only i sassi. There's more to Matera than i sassi.
Matera è un pullulare di storia.
Right, this is another of the words that I didn't recognize. Pullulare.
Pullulare. Pullulare significa essere pieno, pienissimo di qualcosa. Ad esempio, possiamo dire che d'estate Venezia pullula di turisti.
Right, so it's a verb.
Sì.
Pullulare.
Pullulare.
But it can also be used as a noun. un pullulare.
Sì, sì, come il pullulare.
Right.
Sì.
So is heaving with people? That
sì,
kind of idea?
Proliferation of something.
Okay. So it's in the case of Venice, you were talking about it being very, very busy with people. There's a proliferation of people.
Sì.
But in Matera, it's a proliferation of history.
Cultura.
It's culture.
Arte.
Art.
E gastronomia.
And gastronomy, food.
Matera è amore per il passato.
So Matera is the love for the past.
E tanta voglia di futuro.
And a desire for the future.
Sì.
Okay, I love it.
Il 19 gennaio 2019.
So that's the 19th of January 2019.
Con una grandiosa cerimonia di apertura.
With a grandiose opening ceremony.
Si è dato il via.
Dare il via a qualcosa
sì.
is to start something off, to kick something off.
To start. Like, this is taken from, for example, from a marathon,
mm-hmm.
when the runners start running uh-huh. and the signal is pronti, attenti, via.
Ah,
like, ready,
okay.
steady, go.
Oh, so it was given
via,
the kickoff, the,
sì.
the starting gun, or
esatto.
something like that.
A un anno denso di eventi.
So the starting gun was given to a year full of events.
Che vogliono far scoprire.
Which want to make discover, we'll come back to this.
Okay, all'Italia e al mondo.
To Italy, to the rest of Italy and to the world.
Le meraviglie di questa terra.
The marvels of this area, this
sì.
country, this
land.
Earth, this land, yeah. But this, che vogliono far scoprire, that they want these things to be discovered by people and they want it to be made known to the world.
Sì, or they want to let Italy and the world discover
them. So we can sort of switch it around
sì.
from a passive to an active
esatto.
using that far scoprire. Okay.
Quindi?
Therefore?
Non vi resta che preparare la valigia.
The only thing that is left to do is to prepare your suitcase.
Prenotare una camera in uno dei sassi.
To book a room in one of the sassi.
E scegliere gli eventi che più si adattano ai vostri interessi.
And choose the events which most adapt themselves to your interests. So the events which are most interesting to you.
Date un'occhiata al programma disponibile online.
Dare un'occhiata a qualcosa è molto, molto, molto utile. To have a glance, to take a look at the online or the program that's available online.
Ce n'è per tutti I gusti.
There is something for everyone.
Esatto.
Ce n'è. Love it. Ce sì. n'è per tutti I gusti. Okay, Francesca, I want to roll back to something just
okay.
before we stop for a break. And that is just a little bit of grammar that we
sì.
covered previously in Coffee Break Italian. And it's that sentence, oggi fortunatamente la situazione è cambiata.
Sì.
Now, cambiare is the archetypal verb of change.
Esatto.
You couldn't get a more changing verb than cambiare.
Cambiare.
So we need to remember that cambiare uses the essere, or uses the verb essere in the compound tenses, in the perfect tenses, in the pluperfect and so on. So we can't say la situazione ha cambiato, the situation has changed, if that's all that's changed.
If there is not an object to the sentence, yes, you would use avere. La situazione è cambiata, uh-huh. la mia vita è cambiata, le persone sono cambiate. However, if you have an object after verb cambiare, then it becomes a transitive verb.
Mm-hmm.
And for this reason it would take avere.
So give us an example of that.
La situazione ha cambiato la mia vita.
So the situation has changed my life.
Sì.
Because there's something coming after
esatto.
the change. The change something, there's an object, it's a transitive verb.
Sì.
Whereas if it's intransitive, where the situation has changed, full stop. That would be an essere verb.
Sì. Some verbs in Italian can take either essere or avere,
mm-hmm.
depending on the object or not after the verb.
Okay, so it's good just to remember these, and when we see them in real life, it's good to pick up on them and,
sì.
and focus on that. Good. Okay, excellent. A very interesting text.
Bene, sono contenta.
Pause there, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Okay.
Now, if you would like to get more out of the Coffee Break Italian magazine, then you may be interested in signing up for the full course over at the Coffee Break Academy. For each episode of the magazine, we also provide a transcript with lesson notes, vocabulary lists, and exercises to help you get the most out of this course. head over to coffeebreakacademy.com for more information. Welcome back. This is the seventh episode of our Coffee Break Italian magazine, season one. And it's the part of the show where the Italian listener, the Coffee Break Italian listener, becomes the star of the show. And this week we have a question from Bria. Let's listen to Bria's question.
Hi, everyone. I love your show. This is Bria from Boston, Massachusetts in gli Stati Uniti. And I have a question about a few words that begin with P, as in Paul. Più, può, and poco. I get really confused when to use them, so I was wondering if you could review the definitions and also the acceptable, some acceptable examples of how to use them in a sentence. That would be really appreciated, and I absolutely love what you guys do. I'm now fluent in Spanish because of your Coffee Break Spanish podcast, and now I'm working on Italian. Keep it up. Thanks.
Grazie mille, Bria. Thank you very much for your question. It is sometimes very difficult when you get lots of small words that do sound similar to know exactly which one's which. Francesca, over to you.
Sì, allora, as you said, Mark, phonetically these three words are very similar, but in terms of meaning, they have completely different meanings. So it shouldn't be too difficult to understand when we need to use one or the other. So I'll just go through each of the words and I'll give you some examples in to see them in context.
Ok, va bene.
Va bene, allora iniziamo con più, che significa more, come in inglese more. And I'll give you some examples. Ad esempio, per imparare una lingua straniera non basta una settimana, ci vuole più tempo.
Ok, so to learn a foreign language, you don't just need a week, you need more time.
Esatto, più tempo. Più tempo. Più is very useful to form comparatives. Mm-hmm. Ad esempio, Roma è più grande di Como.
So, Rome is larger, more big than Como.
And even for superlatives, Roma è la più bella città del mondo, scusate.
So this is when più doesn't mean more, but most.
Sì.
So Rome is the most beautiful city in the world.
And più obviously is used in a lot of set phrases like più o meno.
More or less.
Or per lo più.
Mostly, for the most part.
And also, let me think, in più.
In addition.
Okay. Don't forget, in negative structures, you can also find the word più accompanied by non. And in that case, it means any more or any longer. Ad esempio, non ho più fame.
So I no longer have any hunger. I'm not hungry anymore.
Esatto.
That kind of idea. Or can you say non ne posso più?
Non ne posso più,
I can't
sì.
Can't take anymore.
Sì, sì, sì.
Good, okay. So that's più.
Più. The second word is può, which means she or he can, is able to, is allowed to, and it comes from the verb potere. A couple of examples.
Okay.
Giovanni può andare in discoteca con gli amici.
So Giovanni can go to the disco with his friends.
With the idea that he's allowed.
He's allowed to, yeah.
Sabrina può stare 2 minuti senza respirare.
So Sabrina can go for 2 minutes without breathing. She can hold her breath for 2 minutes.
And in this case it's può, meaning she has the ability, she's able to. Don't forget that può is also the formal way of saying you can or can you. Mm-hmm. So it's not only he or she can, but it's also the you formal. And this is very useful for polite requests. Ad esempio, scusi signora, può aiutarmi?
So excuse me, madam, can you help me?
O mi può dire dov'è Via Mazzini, per favore?
Can you tell me where Via Mazzini is, please?
Esatto, so I think it's very useful when we want to get our formality right. Mm-hmm. And può is very often used with the sì in personale. We talked about sì in personale in previous episodes and it's the way we use in Italian to say people or one can do something. Ad esempio, qui non si può fumare.
So here one cannot smoke. It's not permitted to smoke.
Oh, a Milano si può vedere il Duomo.
In Milan, one can see the cathedral. You can see the cathedral.
Esatto.
Good.
Okay.
So that's può.
Può. And moving on to the last one, poco.
Uh-huh.
Poco significa little,
yep.
But not little, the opposite of big.
Mm-hmm.
That would be piccolo.
So another don't, P word.
Sì, sì, sì. But little as opposed to a lot or much.
Okay, okay? Right.
Ad esempio, metto poco sale nella pasta.
I put only a little salt in the pasta.
Ho poca voglia di uscire.
I have little desire to go out. And careful there, because we're talking about here an adjective, poco becomes poca.
Sì, agreeing with voglia.
Okay.
O plurale. Let me think of an example with a plural. Ho venduto pochi fiori.
I have sold few flowers.
Sì.
And it's not saying I've sold a few flowers.
No.
It is saying I've sold few. So you've really not sold much at all.
No, a few would be un po' mm-hmm. di fiori. And that would sound more positive.
Yep. So ho venduto pochi fiori. Can you do a feminine one as well?
Sì, ci sono poche ragazze.
So there are very few girls here.
Sì.
I think in English we probably would add the very, because if we just said there are few girls here, it's a little unclear.
Okay.
But in English I think we would probably say there are very few girls here,
uh-huh.
Or there aren't many girls
sì,
here. We might make
sì,
it more natural
sì,
to put it
sì.
Into a negative. Okay, so that's poco.
Sì, and a couple of other examples. Oggi ho studiato poco.
So there is not an adjective,
no.
It's an adverb.
Sì.
Okay,
sì.
So today I have studied a little.
Sì.
But it doesn't
I've studied
really...
a little. Not a,
yeah,
little,
a little,
but
yeah.
little.
Yeah, I've studied little, so I've not studied a lot.
Ah, uh-huh, esatto.
So it's what you want your child to say, ho studiato un po', or mm-hmm. ho studiato molto, but if they say ho studiato poco.
Oh.
No going out tonight.
No. Oh, un altro esempio con poco come avverbio, mangia poco.
So eat little, don't
sì,
eat too much.
Don't eat too much.
Okay.
Okay. So because we talked about all these nuances with poco, un po', I really want to stress the importance of not confusing poco, which means little, and un po', which means a little,
yes.
And it's actually more positive
yep.
than poco. If, for example, I can say bevo poco latte.
I drink little milk. I don't drink a lot of milk.
But if I say bevo un po' di latte,
I drink a little milk.
Uh-huh.
I drink some milk. I,
sì.
I drink a little bit of
so
milk.
So it's slightly more
yeah.
than poco.
Okay.
Okay.
Benissimo. Okay. I hope that has helped you, Bria, with
sì.
sorting out all these different words. And of course, the fact that they all start with P does confuse you a little. un po'. But thank you for your question. If you would like to ask a question, then simply head over to coffeebreakquestions.com, where you can leave your message. Or if it's easier, simply send us a voice message by recording it on your phone or your tablet and emailing it to radiolingua@gmail.com. Okay, Francesca, it's the favorite part of the show, la ciliegina sulla torta.
Sì, sì, mi piace questo nome. Okay, la ciliegina della torta di oggi ovviamente è ispirata a Matera. E why? Because I always think of Matera in terms of it's a simple but tasty way of living,
okay.
if it makes sense.
Yeah.
And simple and tasty, it's a little bit like bread, il pane.
Okay, okay, simple and tasty, yeah.
So, as you know, bread is a staple of the Italian way of eating. And for this reason, it appears in a lot of idiomatic expressions.
Okay.
Allora, la mia preferita è molto semplice, ma mi piace. È buono o buona come il pane. Essere buono o buona come il pane.
So to be as good as bread.
Sì, o forse in inglese dite to be as good as gold.
As good as gold, yes. So
sì.
Someone who's a really good person.
Sì, una persona buona, generosa, con un grande cuore.
So somebody who's generous with a big heart.
Sì, una persona che non farebbe mai male a nessuno.
A nice conditional in there, che non farebbe mai male a nessuno.
Sì.
Who would never hurt anyone.
Esatto, sì. Ad esempio potrei dire, Mark è davvero una brava persona. è proprio buono come il pane. Un Mark in generale, non tu.
Okay.
Un Mark in generale. Oops.
So Marcus is good as gold. Yeah. Mark mangia troppo pane, forse.
Oh.
Okay, that is where we're going to leave it. Thank you for our ciliegina sulla torta, and thanks for the whole of this episode. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Of course, if you'd like to get more out of the Coffee Break Italian magazine, then you can do so by heading over to coffeebreakitalian.com, and there you'll find all the information you need about accessing our premium version, which includes the transcripts, exercises and vocabulary. We'll be back again soon with another magazine, but for now, grazie mille e arrivederci.
Alla prossima, ciao a tutti.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.